There are a lot of people on the internet who think they are interesting but are not.
Yes.
This guy, Alex Trainer, is very interesting. And he also happens to have a grandmother who's 106 years old.
We've been assuming my grandmother was going to die next year, every year, for my entire life. And here she is, 106 years old.
I can't hear or can't see. Half the time I don't know what I'm talking about.
It's easier to name types of cancer she hasn't had. Yet somehow she's still making me, a totally able-bodied person, breakfast. What's her secret? She must have lived a healthy lifestyle, right?
In them days, you could smoke right as you worked. Right at your desk or your bed, you could smoke. It gotta be at least a pack a day.
Okay, not a healthy lifestyle. In fact, when she was 48, she had a heart attack so massive, they read her her last rites. And guess what? She outlived everyone in that room.
Wow. Alex Trainer is on. Good morning.
Morning. How you doing?
All right.
Good. How's Grams?
She's good. She's her regular self.
She's moving boulders outside right now.
It's pretty amazing that she just read her last rites after a massive heart attack, and she outlived everyone in the room.
Yep.
That's crazy.
It is crazy.
She's like 48. She smoked. That was because of the smoking. She smoked a pack a day, and she had to quit smoking, but massive recovery.
And does she get around now, or... What's her life like now?
You know, pretty much the same. She's, you know, back and forth between her house and a convalescent home, but she's still, you know, mobile, has her mind. I mean, it's, you know, pretty remarkable how things have not really deteriorated in my entire life.
If you had to do the math on what do you think it is that keeps her like this, what would you say it is?
Luck. I mean, luck. I don't think... It's everyone's tried to, like, come up with an answer, but, like, there really is no answer other than just luck.
Yeah, I've read studies, and they say socialization.
Yeah.
You do that a lot.
Uh-huh.
But is she out a lot? Does she socialize a lot?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, she's, you know, I think her usual spot has been, like, on the phone gossiping about something. About who died and who didn't die. I don't really know what there's to talk about.
That keeps them young, though. Hey, we outlived another one.
Yep.
I was watching your video, and it seems like your grandma just seems too busy to die. I mean, she's doing everything, gardening, yard work. She's making a pie. She's making breakfast. I mean, the woman's constantly on the go, reading a newspaper.
Yeah, I mean, I think she never gave up her independence. I think some people are like, oh, I'm just going to sit around. But, I mean, she has, unlike me, she has a pretty great work ethic. Because of the time she grew up in, so she's never a moment where she's sitting on her phone looking at something.
You think about what was around in terms of technology when she was born, and now she could look on her phone and do all kinds of things. That she
she was telling me this story. She was like very casually. She was like, "Oh, as a kid, they used to yell at us because we would like start playing and go out into traffic." And then you, like, slowly realize she meant horse and buggy traffic.
Yeah. Right.
The car traffic.
Oh, wait, you meant horse and buggy traffic.
Yeah, more of a chance was, like, back then.
You so casually called it traffic.
Right. Well, that was traffic.
Horse and buggy traffic.
Yep.
Is she originally from Connecticut?
Yeah, she's from Wallingford.
Okay.
Wow. And she's still in Wallingford?
No, she's in East Haddam now. So,
East Haddam.
So,
okay.
Yeah, retired somewhere more quiet.
Yeah. what year was she born?
1917.
Wow. And I'm wondering what a house in Wallingford cost.
Oh, geez, right?
Do you know what she paid for that house?
Yeah, that's it.
Then they paid you back then.
Yeah, to live in Wallingford.
Yeah. Houses, I remember, like went for like $800 for an entire house.
1917.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, I remember that because we looked back in like various years. Let me see, a house in 19...
In the video, it says, you know, she... I was talking to her about, like, looking at photo albums of her old car, and she's like, I paid $11 for that.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Was she serious when she said that?
Yeah, no, she said that. She did pay $11 for a car.
Yeah, I heard that. I thought she was just joking.
No,
she did. It was a piece of junk in her, like, friend's yard. I mean, it was, like, obviously not a brand-new car for $11, but, yeah, she did... By principle, pay $11 for a car.
Back in 1917, the average price of a U.S. house was $5,000. for a house, and if you're making $700 a year, you're about average.
Wow.
$700 a year. Damn.
And what did she do during World War II? Did she get a job?
No, so she worked doing silver, like as an inspector for like a silverware company. And so during World War II, it became bullets, actually.
Wow.
Wow.
Silver
bullets.
The silver factory had to make bullets, so she infected bullets during World War II.
Right. So that helped the Lone Ranger out a lot.
Yeah, but I mean, radio was the biggest technology when she was born. And
that
then
was
television. And then now think about the internet and all the things we've done.
She's seen a lot happen.
So wait, she also said they let her smoke at her desk. That was at the bullet job? She's just sitting there cranking cigarettes?
That's a good catch.
Somewhere wrong, it's on you.
Smoking cigarettes, at a bullet factory in World War II.
That's how they lived life, though. They were tough.
Coolest grandma of all time.
That is amazing.
And if you got shot, you got a Band-Aid and went back to work.
Yeah.
Alex Trainer is on. He's a comedian and a YouTube guy. He has a great series of videos. I actually enjoy all of your videos. I mean, they're really well done.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And your grandma's got really large middle fingers, by the way.
Yeah.
She gave a middle finger, and I still feel it.
Yeah, no, that was a good choice to have her do that. She'll do whatever. I mean, I've had her do, like, clown costume, everything. She's down.
Wow.
Is she baffled by you doing this? Because, like, that wasn't a thing. Like, you're just going to record me, and people are going to watch me give the finger?
She has no problem with that.
No, I mean, she understands, like, TV and stuff. I think she understands the internet pretty well. Right. I mean, I, like, didn't use the clip, but I have a clip of her, like, explaining the internet to me, and, like, at the end, I'm surprised. I was like, oh, yeah, you generally got it. Like, you generally got the whole gist of the internet.
Do you show her videos after you're done? Does she ever watch herself? Yeah. And she's still cool with it?
I think my mom has, like, showed them to her, and I show them to her. Like, I don't really like watching my own stuff.
Gotcha.
But, like, I think my mom shows them to her, and, like, she knows that she has, like, 4 million comments to read. But really.
So now is your mom next in line when grandma finally does go?
No, my mom doesn't. I took a photo of my mom once, like 10 years ago, where she looked bad in it, where she was like on the Empire State Building, and I posted it for Mother's Day, and she's never trusted me since.
Oh, gotcha. That's a hidden camera only, I'm guessing.
I like how you know the exact moment.
She's like, even for this video, she's in the back. She's like, don't put me on camera. You're going to make me look bad. So,
Well, any more future videos coming with your grandma?
Hope so.
With her, maybe not. I mean, she's, doesn't care that much. I kind of, like, talk her into it. Like, she's happy to do it, but she also, at the same time, is like, doesn't care about being famous on the internet at all.
Right.
So it's not like her number one priority. Maybe with her, I make my own videos. So I'm working on my own projects, and I have, I've made videos about Connecticut that are like pretty popular.
That one I love.
Oh, thanks.
The Connecticut video. It's done with love. It's like,
right.
We suck, but
playful teasing.
It's with love.
Right, right. Well, I'm thinking your next one's got to be grandma sitting on fireworks. 4th of July is coming up.
Yeah. Maybe she'll, I've always been like, I ran out of, like, this last video I was surprised that I made with her because I, like, had done 6 of them before. So I was like, okay, I'm out of stuff to say. Like, I've made fun of, like, every little clown figurine in her house. Like, I have nothing left to talk about. And then I did this one just because I was like, well, I'm going to regret it when she dies. And, like, I've been keep making them, and so I'm like, well, I'll probably do it again because you won't die.
She won't die.
It's your annual guest video.
No, it's good stuff, man.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing. Thanks for coming on. And the next time we have you on, we have to go through this Connecticut video that you made.
Oh, cool. Yeah, great.
We love it. Alex, thanks for coming on. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Do you have another clip?
Not only does she not look a day over 87, she somehow looks better than she did when I was younger. Just take a look through all the albums. Well, it looks like she saved everything. We got my mom and her prom date, this very creepy doll, Satan, her old car.
How much did I pay for that? I think I paid $11 for it.
She's basically Ancestry.com, except you have to scream all of your questions at the top of your lungs.
Where were your parents born?
Father was born up in Canada.
Later, when I was doing sketch comedy in New York...
So I'm going to show you a clip. This is a clip of my 98-year-old grandmother, Doris Brown, talking about my ex-girlfriend.
I'll bet she has a mental problem. No words to describe a person, but I certainly would try my best to get even.
And she'd come all the way from the middle of nowhere, Connecticut, to surprise everybody and show up on stage. The crowd would flip out. So maybe the secret to living to 106 is to stay humble, have a sense of humor, and...
be kind and good to people. If you're mean and rotten, they hate you.
Yeah, Dana. Anyway...
Oh, that's so great.
Nice.
Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. Give your walls the most advanced protection with Pittsburgh's Paramount Interior Paint and Primer in 1. It's scuff, scrub, and wear resistant, while also blocking stains and delivering true one coat coverage. Choose from thousands of color options and refresh your space for spring. View our entire selection of paint and accessories today on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to find great deals happening this week.
Save big.